experience of a lifetime, and I mean it a lifetime this year. Dennis Prager here, and a timely and important expedition to the land of Israel awaits you. Make plans now for the Stand with Israel tour happening this fall. Join me on a 9-day trip to Israel that offers you firsthand insight into Israel's unique past and probably unique future. We'll introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and security dynamics of a truly remarkable nation. Get a behind-the-scenes view into many of the places you've read and heard about, all during United Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. The Western Wall, Jerusalem, the Dead Sea, Golan Heights, and much more. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, all in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations.
Look forward to something special this year. Stand with Israel. For details about this all-inclusive trip happening this fall, visit 660amtheanswer.com for all the details.
If you're a business owner, I want you to imagine standing on home plate in front of a sold-out crowd of 50,000 raving fans at a professional baseball game. They give you the microphone and you have 60 seconds to tell the crowd why they should do business with you. Out of 50,000 people, do you think you might get some new customers? Sure you would. Now imagine you could do that in front of 4 sold-out baseball games. That's 200,000 people. Did you know that's how many people listen to 660 AM The Answer every week? And you have the opportunity to stand in front of the 660 AM The Answer microphone and get 60 seconds to tell our raving fans all about your business. Do you think you'd get new customers if you did that? You bet. The businesses you hear on 660 AM The Answer are knocking it out of the park with new customers. If you're open to seeing how much it costs to advertise your business on 660 AM The Answer, send an email request to advertise@ksky.com. That's advertise@ksky.com. Let's play ball.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique 3-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-615-6017 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-615-6017 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-615-6017. That's 800-615-6017. Call now.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been surgically implanted with a hernia mesh implant, you may be at risk. Many mesh products used in hernia surgeries are defective and have been linked to severe complications, including chronic pain, infections, bowel obstruction, internal injury, or the need for corrective surgery. Even the FDA has issued warnings on mesh products. If you or a loved one has a hernia mesh implant and have experienced any of these symptoms, you may be entitled to significant compensation. The team at United Law will provide a free, no obligation evaluation. With over $1 billion recovered for victims of defective drugs and devices, United Law can help. The deadline to file your claim is approaching fast, and you need to act. So if you or a loved one has a hernia mesh implant that has caused chronic pain, infection, bowel obstruction, internal injury, or the need for corrective surgery, call United Law today and get the compensation you deserve. Call 800-755-5002. 800-755-5002. That's 800-755-5002.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been telling you about Relief Factor for about 6 months now. I've been using Relief Factor for a lot longer than that. Just like you, I've heard about Relief Factor on the radio and I simply had to try it because I had hip and knee pain that wasn't going away. Well, it worked for me in about 2.5 weeks. So I asked them if I could endorse the product. That's a true story. Now I'm hearing from listeners everywhere, like Tim from Pennsylvania, who wrote, "Pain I had lived with for 3 to 4 years has completely disappeared after 2 months of Relief Factor. It has totally vanished. I'll be 72 in March and I feel at least 10 years younger. It's great to be pain-free again. It sure is. If you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, general muscle aches and pain, Do what I did. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks, $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call toll-free 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Listen to us live on iHeartRadio. 660 AM. The Answer.
One voice.
There is a battle going on today for the heart and soul of America, and the right side must win. It's time for America Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis. On America Can we talk truth about America and why it matters to you. America Can We Talk starts now.
And good evening and welcome to America Can We Talk. I'm Debbie Georgiadis. Thanks for tuning in. I want to do my first five tonight. Just by telling you the briefest of stories. You know the expression when they talk sometimes on websites in political conversation, they'll say, squirrel, look at this squirrel. And I use that in speeches about how we had a dog. We had a fabulous dog, actually. I really miss him. But when the kids were growing up, and he would get in the kitchen in my way between me and the stove. And so I would call to my husband or the kids and say, can someone call the dog? And all the kids really had to do, or my husband, is to say, squirrel. And the dog went charging for the back door because he wanted to go out and chase a squirrel. And he totally lost focus on the fact that I was cooking meat that he was trying to get. Well, this squirrel mentality of pointing the American people in a direction away from what the story really is what the American left does all the time. And right now, the squirrel of the week or the month is this whole ridiculous story that somehow the Trump administration colluded with the Russians and as part of a effort to cause Hillary to lose, to interfere with America's elections. This is one big fat squirrel, and you need to not fall for it. And the specifics that happened this week that I want to focus on really this first half an hour before we bring our guests on at 6:30 have to do not just with why this is such a squirrel story, what the real story is, what the real story is the American public needs to be paying attention to, and how you can move past the effort of the Democrats and the media to try to convince you that there's actually something to this story and pay attention to what really matters. And I'll tell you something else. I do a lot of Fox News radio interviews. I'm on their list of national analysts. So I got a bunch of requests this morning, today, to to talk tomorrow morning. And all of them were about, what do you think about Lieutenant General Michael Flynn offering to give testimony if he can get immunity? And all of them are hinting at the idea that somehow this signals Trump is toast. You know, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who was, as you know, I think it was 22 days, he was his national security advisor, and he was... He stepped down because of revelations that came out because there had been surveillance of his conversations, and it appeared that he had misled Vice President Pence and others about whether or not he talked to the Russian ambassador about the whole sanctions issue. But the real point to saying that is this. I will eat crow if this is not true. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn would never go in front of Congress, Senate or House, in order to embarrass, humiliate, or take down the Trump administration. I think he's doing a giant, brilliant coup. He is going to get, I mean, whether he gets immunity or not, whether he testifies or not, he is putting it back on the Democrats, because the simple fact is this. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn is a patriot. He's well aware of a lot of the shenanigans the Democrats are up to. He has absolute loyalty to his country. And even though I'm sure he's very sorry he doesn't have the job with President Trump, he campaigned for him because he could see the horrible direction America was headed, and with that we needed to get this country back on track, and we couldn't have Hillary come in. So Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, I think what he's really doing, I think is brilliant, is he is daring the Democrats to let him come up there and tell the story. The last thing the Democrats want, and they know this, the last thing they want is him to begin to describe what he knows about the intelligence agencies, about their spying. They don't want that. I think he called their bluff, and I don't think they're going to even call him up there. But the other question I will say is this. As a lawyer by background, I can tell you, you would never let your client go in front of the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate, in this atmosphere and give testimony on anything except maybe rainbows without getting immunity. Because look at Scooter Libby. Great example. The guy actually went to jail for saying in a deposition, I don't recall. That's why he went to jail. Scooter Libby. This is an atmosphere where the Democrats are in a hyper-partisan mode. It's not about getting to truth. It's not about understanding the Russia-Trump connection. It's about humiliating President Trump. It's about trying to make President Trump either resign, try to get enough Republicans on board with the Democrats to just shut out Trump, or just to completely impede his agenda. So the Democrats are focused on trying to make sure that America thinks the entire issue facing the House Intelligence Committee is whether or not Donald Trump colluded with the Russians and their interference in this election. And if Lieutenant General Michael Flynn is going to testify about anything, of course he should ask for immunity. It is not a signal of guilt, of concern, of worry. It's a signal of having a good lawyer, of having a lawyer who's telling him, look, buddy, you know, they're going to be out to get you. They can twist anything. You're going to end up in trouble claiming that you somehow perjured yourself. No one should go in front of those committees given the atmosphere in Washington today. When we come back from the break, I want to tell you the real issue in front of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, and that is what was uncovered and talked about this week by House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes about the documents he's seen that show very clearly, without any doubt, that President Obama's previous national security people were spying on Donald Trump, recording conversations with no authority to do so, and releasing them. This is Debbie Georgiadis, American Can We Talk. Don't go away.
The soul of freedom is crying.
660 AM, The Answer.
On August 2, 2006, Debbie Lee was notified that her son, Mark Allen Lee, had been killed, becoming the first Navy SEAL to lose his life in Iraq. She had no choice about the news that was given to her, but she did have a choice how she responded. In response to her son's amazing last letter, she founded America's Mighty Warriors to honor the sacrifices of our troops, the fallen, and their families by providing programs that improve quality of life, resiliency, and recovery. Whether America's Mighty Warriors is hosting retreats for families of the fallen, helping heroes heal who are struggling with traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress disorder, providing relaxation at the Heroes Hope Home, stepping in when an injustice is committed, or doing random acts of kindness. As Mark mentioned in his letter, they know the price of freedom and who pays it. Our troops and families of the fallen need your support. Visit AmericasMightyWarriors.org today to learn more. That's AmericasMightyWarriors.org.
There's a lot of talk today among media and academia in our culture about everything that is supposedly wrong with America. Political correctness tries to dictate that we must stop thinking that America is exceptional. America's bravest have our back in the air, at sea, and on land. But who has America's back in the culture? In schools, on cable television, in newspapers? It's time to end the greatest prejudice on earth, anti-Americanism. And who makes the case for America? Flag does. Flag is the foundation for liberty and American greatness. Flag has America's back on the cultural battlefield. Flag is a nonprofit battle tank working to change the cultural and media narrative about America. If you think it's time to stand up for America, join the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness. Your support of Flag is an investment in the America your children will inherit. Visit their website at flagusa.org and consider donating. All donations are 100% tax deductible. That's flagusa.org.
Larry Elder doesn't believe single payer is the way to go.
When you think that a single payer healthcare is better than a competitive one, that government bureaucrats can design a healthcare plan that's cheaper, better quality than the private sector would produce, that's just pretty dumb.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
And you have every right to feel the way you feel. I'm not going to say you have a right to be stupid, but to quote John Kerry, quote, you have a right to be stupid.
The Larry Elder Show, afternoons at 5, right before John David Wells at 8, on 660 AM, The Answer.
There is a lot of talk today among media, in academia, in our culture, about everything that is supposedly wrong with America. Political correctness tries to dictate that we must stop thinking that America is exceptional. America's bravest have our back in the air, at sea, and on land. But who has America's back in the culture? In schools, on cable television, in newspapers? It's time to end the greatest prejudice on earth, anti-Americanism. And who makes the case for America? Flag does. Flag is the foundation for liberty and American greatness. Flag has America's back on the cultural battlefield. Flag is a nonprofit battle tank working to change the cultural and media narrative about America. If you think it's time to stand up for America, join the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness. Your support of Flag is an investment in the America your children will inherit. Visit their website at flagusa.org and consider donating. All donations are 100% tax deductible. That's flagusa.org.
If you're like most real estate investors, your biggest fear is paying too much for your investment property. Fear will paralyze you. Having the best data and analysis tool available to evaluate properties will give you confidence in your investment decisions. Go to lifestylesdiscovery.com to get the best real estate data and analysis tool available. Start your 7-day free trial today. Invest with confidence. lifestylesdiscovery.com.
Saying I don't know is no longer acceptable. This is 660 AM, The Answer.
Can you hear us now? And welcome back to America, Can We Talk? Okay, this is our first Sunday of the month, so I have my millennial roundtable here, which is just really fun. And I told them before the show started that we can actually disagree, and it's okay. But I'm giving them a look. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually so glad they're both here. I have tonight with me Nick Pitts and Allie Beth Stuckey, and they are my millennial roundtable. And I'm going to turn right now. We have 9 minutes and 50 seconds to try to cover this story that I literally spent almost a whole day reading and outlining, trying to get to an orderly way to present to you what's really happening in with this story, what's really happening in the on the story with the House Intelligence Committee. I'm just going to start with this. So there was a television show, an MSNBC show, March 2nd, and a woman who was formerly, she was a deputy assistant director at the Department of Defense. Her name is Evelyn Farkas, and she gave some interview, and people didn't pay attention to it much. And then in the last few weeks, one website, Conservative Treehouse, picked it up, and then Fox News picked it up. But the long and short of it is, she seemed to be acknowledging, and she was speaking of the period of time when she was involved in the government. Now she's she left the government, went in Hillary's campaign, but she seemed to be acknowledging that, as a matter of fact, there were recordings occurring. There was surveillance occurring of Trump's people. And that not only were the intelligence agencies surveilling, but they were, the term is unmasking. And the basic thing of that is, if they surveil, you know, some Russian spy and who happens to talk to me, when the report is published, you're supposed to publish it with the Russian spy, but not my name. Unmasking means they reveal the name of the innocent person caught up. What Evelyn Farkas acknowledged was not only that they were doing that, but they were making an extreme effort to get that information over to Capitol Hill and eventually spread among the 17 federal agencies that deal with spying, ultimately in an attempt to undermine President Trump, to delegitimize him. And so I have too many papers in front of me, my eternal problem every week. I wanted to read her quote, because when you read what she said, she's now trying to walk it back and say, well, that's not exactly what I meant. I said something else. But that's kind of what she said. She more or less acknowledged that in her, they were concerned in the Obama administration that somehow this information might get hidden away. So her term is, our goal, our aim was get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can before President Obama leaves, and that the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about their staff and their dealing with the Russians, they'd try to compromise it. So we were spreading that over so people got going on Evelyn Farkas, who is now trying to walk it back. But I wanted to say before we go off on this story, I always say I want to try talk truth about America, but why it matters to you. If there's anything to the story that the Obama administration was engaging in intentional recording of conversations by people that where they didn't have a FISA warrant, they didn't have a foreign officer involved, they were simply spying on political enemies, and then using that information, disclosing the identity of people in the conversations, using that information to undermine their political enemies. This is banana republic, third world, you know, I can't even think of the words because it's not just banana republic has a sense of incompetency. What's the term for like, you know, I mean, it's an evil government who's going to use the power they have to crush their political enemies. So this is why, back to what I said in the first five, this is why the Democrats and particularly the Democrat, the highest ranking Democrat in the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, keeps saying, don't listen to that story about spying. Let's go back and talk about Russia. Let's go talk about Russia and Trump again. Because this story is, as some of the most thoughtful commentators in the country have been saying, this is pretty much Watergate level. If they were recording numerous conversations, disclosing them. And so I have to tell you, though, do you guys, let me tell you one more thing and then you can chime in. So I was talking to my sister, who's a great bellwether, smart as can be, brilliant. She lives in New York. She does vote Republican, but barely. She actually said to me, I ran through about half an hour of this stuff on the phone. She goes, I've never heard any of this. If you turn the news, all you ever hear is that Trump is probably about to get impeached because he stole the election because he colluded with the Russians. I mean, so did this story, do you guys even hear these pieces? I know you're kind of news wonkies, but what do you think?
When I hear this stuff, I think it's more complicated than Kim Kardashian and the Kardashian family. Really? Which just so happens that Michael Flynn didn't even last longer than Kim Kardashian's first marriage. And so it's just very unfortunate. There's just so many questions that this story raises right now. What did Nunes really know? Why was he going to the White House? Why was he not going directly to his committee? But then also, what did Schiff see on Friday? What were some of the documents? What did he saw? Was he alerted? Was he alarmed by the information that he saw? And if he was alarmed or alerted by this information, why has he not gone out and why has he not started making more of a boondoggle about this?
Well, his first news conference, he said, this is, again, we're speaking about the House Intelligence Chairman, Devin Nunes, a Republican from California, who gave a press conference saying, I have seen documents that seem to prove that there was spying going on by the Obama administration and he even said, not related to Russia. Mm-hmm. Not any foreign people involved. This is just using what they're supposed to do to spy on foreign enemies, spying on political enemies. And you're right, the Democrats just had a hysterical reaction.
And they're just giving way too much. So the Democrats are giving way too much emphasis upon the process. Who needs to know what? When in the reality of the matter is, Russia, since the genesis of the Cold War, has continued just to be a very much a detrimental enemy to the U.S. They're against human rights. They're against the freedom of speech. And now, as we continue to see over the past 3 weeks, journalists are dying over there right now because of the report. So we need to get to the bottom of this because Russia will continue to infiltrate.
You know, I will say, this is my two cents on Russia. Okay, maybe more than two cents. But one is, I completely reject the idea that Russia was trying to get Trump to win, that they wanted. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that Russia wanted Hillary to win because she's a leftist, because she's like they are. She's a leftist because Putin has walked all over Obama and Hillary for 8 years. I completely believe the Russians may have hacked in. They wouldn't put the emails out. It was just to damage Hillary, to make her a weakened Hillary. There's no way they would want the unknown, flamboyant, blustering Donald Trump as the leader of America. So I think we do need to understand how they spied, how they got in, how to stop them. But there has been, this is a big thing I was going to say that happened in the whole Nunes. So Nunes, who's chair of the Intelligence Committee, they held a hearing 2 weeks ago. They had FBI Director Comey and who else? Mike Rogers? Somebody else testified. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the point of it is Comey acknowledged in that hearing. I meant to say this in my first five. Comey acknowledged they've been investigating this alleged Trump and Russia collusion since July. They have come up with zip, zero, nada. I mean, they've been looking. He acknowledged, yes, President Trump's under investigation. We have nothing after 7 months. And there's, and you know, the Democrat in the House Intelligence Committee, this guy Schiff, keeps saying, well, pretty soon evidence is going to come in pretty soon. And, you know, I think the answer is they don't have it, but they can't let the story go because, A, they hope they are delegitimizing Trump, and, B, the last thing they want the American public to do is pay attention to what Obama was really doing, which was spying on Trump.
And when you think about how this narrative started, that this investigation has been going on since July, it all started because Trump seemed kind of ambivalent towards Putin. Didn't say necessarily that he was in love with him or liked that he was an evil dictator. He just said, you know what? He's a strong leader and I kind of respect him. That's literally how this whole thing started. It's blown up into this whole chaotic mess. And I think that's exactly what the Democrats want, is to perpetuate this vitriol and this chaos surrounding Trump's presidency, trying to get us to all think, like you said, that he's going to get impeached and that this is just a train wreck. The Los Angeles Times came out with this editorial yesterday that said, I think it was Trump, our dishonest president, just lambasting him. And that, to me, the whole editorial was such a culmination of everything the Democrats have been trying to do since he became the candidate, just perpetuate this false narrative that he is this crazy, chaotic leader that's getting nothing done, and it's just not true.
Yes, and it is so important for all of our happy listeners, but everyone, to pay attention to, you know, when people are saying things like this LA Times, what are they exactly pointing to? Because the Democrats have had, I mean, I say Comey's been looking into it, the FBI since July, the Democrats, this is supposedly they're looking into, they never come up with anything. And I do want to mention one other thing about this, where this whole Russian thing started out. Remember there was that weird story about the dossier on Trump and he had done his crass things, which turned out to be completely unproven. Well, as it turned out, you know, the entity that came up with that little dossier, oh my gosh, 15 seconds. What is wrong with the clocks out here? Somehow I lose. I'm supposed to have full 11 minutes. Okay. All right. You know, we're going to have to go to break very quickly here, but I will say there were other reasons that we got focused on Russia, and it really was nothing to do with President Trump doing anything wrong. Okay, I mean, after the break, we're going to continue this topic. We have a guest joining us named Fred Flights. He is with the Center for Security Policy. He's worked with the CIA, the DIA, the Department of State, the House Intelligence Committee. He's an insider of insiders. Don't go away. You'll love him.
You're listening to 660 AM, The Answer.
If there's one thing the conservative movement needs, it's a leader. And we have one, the Heritage Foundation. Heritage gets in the trenches on Capitol Hill. They promote principled solutions directly to lawmakers in Washington. And unlike politicians, they don't waver or compromise. But they're not a Washington institution. There are tens of thousands of Heritage members and supporters in North Texas alone. And they're on a mission to grow that number and build the conservative base. You can become a Heritage member by going to joinheritage.org today. I've been a member of Heritage myself for years. I have Heritage experts on my show, and I rely on their analysis to get the facts out. As a member, you'll get updates on the fight for America from Heritage President Jim DeMint, plus exclusive invitations to conservative events right here in Dallas or wherever you are in America. So join the growing movement. Find out more at joinheritage.org. That's joinheritage.org.
Texans have a long tradition of independence, and we don't like being told what to do, especially by liberal bureaucrats 1,000 miles away. That's why for 30 years, the Dallas-based Institute for Policy Innovation has fought Washington's efforts to take more of your money and freedom. IPI works every day to keep taxes low and freedom high, to promote free market health care, expand energy security, protect intellectual property, and combat onerous regulations that destroy American jobs. Politicians often talk smaller government, but then vote for more of it. By contrast, IPI has never veered from its mission to defend the Constitution and fight for freedom. If you want to be informed about free market policies and solutions, go to IPI's website and sign up. All of their information is free for sharing. Help IPI restore liberty and economic growth. Go to IPI.org today. That's IPI.org. One more time, go to IPI.org today.
The National Center for Policy Analysis brings together the best and brightest minds to tackle the country's most difficult public policy problems in healthcare, taxes, retirement, education, energy, and now national security. The NCPA works to develop and promote private, free market alternatives to government regulation and control, solving problems by relying on the strength of competition and the private sector. As America's think tank, the NCPA wants to make sure you have access to simple, clear solutions to the issues that matter to you. Come get to know the NCPA at one of their events and join the conversation by following them on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. To get policy solutions delivered straight to your inbox, sign up for the NCPA free email newsletter or subscribe to one of their policy blogs. To get involved with America's Think Tank, go online today to ncpa.org. The NCPA would love your support, and you'll love being part of the solutions to America's challenges. So go to ncpa.org. That's ncpa.org.
Our nation faces a choice. The path of big government based out of Washington, or the unique brand of liberty and prosperity enjoyed here in Texas. For 27 years, the Texas Public Policy Foundation has helped leaders in the Lone Star State prove that fiscal restraint and small government can deliver opportunity and prosperity for all. The Texas Public Policy Foundation promotes and defends solutions here and around the country based on liberty, free enterprise, and personal responsibility. Whether informing the national debate on property rights, energy, taxes, education, or criminal justice, the foundation works to translate ideas into real change. The Texas Public Policy Foundation does not accept government funds or contributions to influence the outcome of its research. It is supported by thousands of people like you who are concerned about the future of our country. You can help Texas remain strong as the beacon of liberty in America. Visit TexasPolicy.com to learn more.
Dallas, Fort Worth's home for stimulating talk. 660 AM, The Answer.
Can you hear us now? And welcome back to America Can We Talk. I'm Debbie Georgiadis. We've been talking so far tonight about just what I think is among the most important stories really going on in America. And it has to do with what has been discovered by the House Intelligence Committee, Chairman Nunes, and from documents that appear to be recordings that appear to show that the Obama administration security people, national security people, were spying on the Trump team, or were recording conversations they shouldn't have, were sharing them. We're just really using our national security forces and facilities and people for political retaliation. So I mentioned before the break, we are going to have a great guest on. He's actually been a guest in our home, spoken in our home, Fred Flights. Hello, sir.
Hello, good to be here.
I'm happy to talk with you, and I appreciate your calling in tonight. So Fred is with the Center for Security Policy, and I said it quickly before the break, but I want to say it again. We're talking to someone who is living and working in Washington, who has been in the national security jobs for 25 years, been at the CIA, the DIA, Department of State, and worked for the House Intelligence Committee. And he actually wrote a great column. It's up on the America Can We Talk Facebook page about what's happening with this Chairman Nunes and the House Intelligence Committee. And I guess I just want to start with, Fred, they're just... We were discovering out before, during the break, talking about, you could talk about it for about 2 hours, but it seems like from FBI Director Comey's testimony that he's okay investigating an ongoing, seemingly evidence-less investigation into whether Trump colluded with the Russians. But he wouldn't even acknowledge that the FBI, he wouldn't answer whether they're looking into this whole business of the misuse of the national security spying apparatus. Isn't that wrong and bad, or what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I don't understand these red lines that Comey sets for himself, things he'll investigate, things that he won't. Let me put it on the line here right now. There was no collusion between Trump and the Russians. And you know how we know that? If there was collusion, the so-called deep state and the Obama holdovers, they would have leaked the evidence a long time ago. We know there's been illegal activity, and that has been leaking of national security information to hurt Trump and Trump's staff. We know that has happened. That's illegal. We know it's happened. And that's why the Democrats going after Devin Nunes because I think he has the goods on him.
I couldn't agree more. We were saying that before the break. Yeah, that this is one of those squirrel things that the media and Democrats do. They want everyone to turn and look at this like you do with your dog to get them to, you know, hey, squirrel. And then the dog running. The American public goes running, trying to find out some there's some evidence somehow of Trump and the Russians colluding, when the real story seems to be what Chairman Nunes announced in his news conference, and which has been the subject of many, many reports online, which is the apparent actual use by the Obama administration of the national security apparatus to spy on its political enemies. And that, in fact, that was part of what you spoke about in your article in the Center for Security Policy article entitled Intelligence Committee Democrats Are Hell-Bent on Destroying the Trump Presidency. That, to me, I mean, that's the sentence kind of says the whole thing. It seems like this is a political witch hunt by the left trying to find some way to bring down President Trump.
Well, if you listen to the news media, Devin Nunes is destroying the noble history of bipartisanship in the House Intelligence Committee. I worked there for 5 years, and I can tell you it's been very political on many occasions. During the Iraq War, it was constant political infighting. And that's what happens when a very divisive issue comes before the committee. There will be a majority report, and there'll be a scathing minority defense. And that's what's going to happen here. There might be a little bit of agreement, but all these talking heads who are complaining that, oh, there's no bipartisanship on this issue in Congress, there can't be, because the Democrats have devoted themselves to destroying Trump over this issue, and the Republicans will never go along with that.
So given that's the case, I think, first of all, that Chairman Nunes of the House Intelligence Committee is very right to say no more open hearings, because it was made into a political show, a debacle. But then more important, it becomes very hard. How does Chairman Nunes instigate and continue the investigation when half his committee, or slightly less than half, is going to block him at every way? What can Chairman Nunes do to move this forward?
Well, you know, from the mainstream media and from some pundits who are not well informed, you get the idea that the House Intelligence Committee has shut down and the investigation can't continue until the Democrats come back. That's not true. The investigation never shut down. The report will be written by the Republican staff, whether the Democrats participate or not. Witnesses will be interviewed, whether the Democrats participate or not. And as I said, it's going to be a majority report with a scathing minority dissent. And frankly, it's going to be that way in the Senate, too. The senators on the Senate Intelligence Committee, they seem to play nice, and you know, they pat each other on the back. They are just as divided ideologically, and they will also have a final report that is just as divided.
Okay, so then, you know, moving forward, I tell you my sense, listening to how Comey testified and then hearing what Chairman Nunes has said, I'm concerned that the intelligence agencies are politicized. I mean, that may be an obvious thing to say, but I'm concerned about, you know, what do you do if you have this deep state presence in some of the intelligence world? What do you do when you, I mean, who gets the investigators to do their job if they're the ones supposed to be investigating and they won't do their job? Like what course do we have?
I usually don't like to use the term deep state in this case.
Okay.
Now, I'll admit that the bureaucracy certainly is out to get Trump. But frankly, the federal bureaucracy is always anti-Republican. There were lots of leaks against Reagan and both Bush presidents. I think the issue here is that there are almost no Trump appointees in federal government agencies. And I believe what happened is that other than trying to get a formal FISA warrant to spy on Trump people, and that hasn't been confirmed, I think that Obama officials asked for lots and lots of intelligence collected for innocent reasons, and they scoured through it to look for references to Trump officials to leak to the press to hurt Trump. So the intelligence was collected legally. Intelligence officials turned it over and may not have known why this is being requested. So there is a problem here, but I think I see more of the problem is Obama officials, Obama political appointees, abusing intelligence for political reasons.
And so, well, I mean, I guess that's good news then. So when you say Obama officials abusing his intelligence process, you mean not investigator-level people inside the CIA and NSA and all that?
I think there are some bad people in those agencies. I will tell you that the majority of them are non-political. They just want to do their jobs. And if we could get Trump appointees in these agencies, the non-political people and the Trump supporters, they'll point out the problem people. That's why it's so crucial that the president starts staffing these agencies.
And at this point, I know he's had some holdups with the Senate, but is this staffing you're talking about these people who require Senate approval?
You know, a lot of them don't. A lot of them are deputy assistant secretaries that don't require Senate approval, undersecretaries and assistant secretaries at Defense and the State Department. You know, they're going to need approval, but there are ways of getting them in on an interim basis is necessary. But right now, the store is being run by Obama appointees.
Which just cannot be a good thing. So there have been calls for Chairman Nunes to step down as House Intelligence Committee chair because he apparently got contacted by someone and reviewed documents and didn't first notify Adam Schiff, the Democrat chair of the House, or vice chair, whatever his title is, and that he pursued this kind of as an individual. But I think my sense of it was there's so much rancor in Washington that I didn't think the steps Nunes has taken so far in responding to this reach out, giving us some evidence to look at, reading it, taking it to President Trump, holding a press conference, all that before he consulted the Democrats. Did you think he was out of line in any of those steps?
No, I don't. And the Wall Street Journal said if Nunes is going to step down, Adam Schiff should step down, too, because of the outrageous way he has politicized this issue. He's been called a modern-day Joe McCarthy, running around saying, I have more than circumstantial evidence of Trump colluding with the Russians. I might add he stopped saying that. And he's saying that before the investigation started. He and the Democrats made a mockery of an open hearing of the Intelligence Committee last week, which they just used to bash Trump for the cameras. That's why I say no more open hearings. But it's just comical to hear Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff calling for Nunes to step down. The Republicans run that committee. The Republicans have the majority. And frankly, if the Democrats don't like Nunes, in my view, it might be because Nunes is doing his job.
That's exactly what I think. I just have to say, you know, I know that the House Intelligence Committee is supposed to be among the various committees. It's supposed to be an attempt toward being nonpartisan because everybody should have the same interests in national security. Everybody should have the same goals. But is this more politicized now than it was when you were in the House, working in the House Intelligence Committee? Oh my gosh, we're out of time.
Very political during Iraq.
Okay. You know, Fred Flights, I thank you so very much for calling in, and I appreciate you very much. Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
660 AM, The Answer.
America faces unprecedented threats to our national security. The Center for Security Policy, based in Washington, D.C., is a national leader focused on the organization, management, and direction of public policy coalitions to promote U.S. national security. The Center is a special forces in the war of ideas, dedicated to identifying opportunities and challenges likely to affect American security and acting promptly to ensure that they are the subject of focused national examination and effective action. The Center enlists support from executive branch officials, key legislators, and other public policy organizations and brings these teams together to develop and shape policies that will keep America safe. Check out centerforsecuritypolicy.org for the latest news and developments brought to you by America's leading security experts. Becoming and remaining informed is one of the best ways every citizen can be a part of the mission to keep America safe. That's centerforsecuritypolicy.org.
The National Center for Policy Analysis brings together the best and brightest minds to tackle the country's most difficult public policy problems in healthcare, taxes, retirement, education, energy, and now national security. The NCPA works to develop and promote private, free market alternatives to government regulation and control, solving problems by relying on the strength of competition and the private sector. As America's think tank, the NCPA wants to make sure you have access to simple, clear solutions to the issues that matter to you.
Come get to know the NCPA at one of their events and join the conversation by following them on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. To get policy solutions delivered straight to your inbox, sign up for the NCPA free email newsletter or subscribe to one of their policy blogs. To get involved with America's Think Tank, go online today to ncpa.org. The NCPA would love your support, and you'll love being part of the solutions to America's challenges. So go to ncpa.org. That's ncpa.org. Texans have a long tradition of independence, and we don't like being told what to do, especially by liberal bureaucrats 1,000 miles away. That's why for 30 years, the Dallas-based Institute for Policy Innovation has fought Washington's efforts to take more of your money and freedom. IPI works every day to keep taxes low and freedom high, to promote free market health care, expand energy security, protect intellectual property, and combat onerous regulations that destroy American jobs. Politicians often talk smaller government, but then vote for more of it. By contrast, IPI has never veered from its mission to defend the Constitution and fight for freedom. If you want to be informed about free market policies and solutions, go to IPI's website and sign up. All of their information is free for sharing. Help IPI restore liberty and economic growth. Go to IPI.org today. That's IPI.org. One more time, go to IPI.org today.
Okay, first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vetrasa. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vetrasa glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds, so it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty, and the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant. Stylish. Vetrasa glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vetrasa.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vetrasa.com.
Use the discount code GLIDE to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vetrasa.com.
This is 660 AM. The Answer.
And welcome back to America Can We Talk. You know, this gentleman we had on the phone a moment ago named Fred Flights, I realized just before he came on the air isn't feeling very well. We were going to do 30 minutes with him, but I wanted to let him go and take care of himself. You know, he's been in Washington a long time, and he's observed a lot of intelligence work in various ways. And as I mentioned before the break, or while he was on the phone with us, he's had 25 years of national security experience. But, you know, I realize this story as I talk to people who, radio people who ask me to come on their show or people I just talk to in life, and they think this issue is just about, you know, first of all, they get off on this, did Trump collude with the Russians? And again, as I said many times, and I'm very glad Fred Flights made clear also, he did not collude with the Russians. If there was a scintilla of evidence available, the Democrats would have leaked it by now. They've been investigating, or you know, the FBI has since July. There's just nothing to that story. That's the squirrel that hoping you will chase. But the real thing that if you dive in a little more and think about is what is so damaging to the country is if you can't trust the national security agencies that keep us safe, if you think they can be used to protect, and it's legitimate to protect the incumbent president, the incumbent political party, if they can be used, and it's really using against your enemies. This is a little what we saw with President Obama when the IRS during his second term, or I guess first and second term, worked very hard to undermine the Tea Parties and political enemies, wouldn't give them a 501c3 or C4 certification, essentially tried to block their political enemies. But, you know, I said something earlier about this is, kind of similar to Watergate. And Watergate, as I'm sure everybody knows, you know, there was a time that was the biggest scandal going. Watergate was just about, you know, some guys shouldn't have done it, broke into a building trying to spy on the other party. Okay, bad thing. And then it was, the scandal became covering up afterwards. But what we're seeing right now, and Republican House Intelligence Committee Chairman Nunes is trying to say is, he got contacted by people who had reason to know, who had seen documents that were actual printouts, transcripts of conversation that had occurred. They apparently had been part of previous presidential daily briefings that Nunes, got contact, said, you have to come see this. Because it was obvious when we went to see it was that there was a great deal of surveillance occurring of Donald Trump, even before he won the nomination, unrelated to Russia. And it was Trump and his team, his people, names revealed, or the term is unmasked. This was just a apparently massive effort. And this is, you know, it's bigger than just a political issue. And can we make President Obama look bad? Does someone so happy replaced? I think the deeper feel this is, we have lost an important element of a free society if you can't trust the security forces.
Yeah. I think I completely agree with you, Debbie. This isn't so much, yes, there's hacking attempts going on right now. Yes, there is allegations that are being spread, but at the very heart of what Russia wants to do is wants to cause us to not trust the institutions and not be able to trust one another, to literally see the downbreaking of our own democracy. And that's what's so detrimental to this, because implicit within the American experiment is trusting the institutions, the courts, the security agencies, in order that we might be a functioning democracy that inevitably allows us to be able to function freely. And I love what Winston Churchill says. He says that when there's no enemy within, the enemies outside cannot hurt you. What Russia's trying to do right now is trying to turn us on one another, because they know they can never outpower us from the outside, so they want to try to sow seeds of doubt on the inside to cause us to disintegrate.
But do you think that Russia ever meant to play a part in this, or do you think they just kind of happened upon this and they're like, great, an internal civil war. This is better than anything we could have ever planned on our own.
Well, you know what? I think that digging in, getting Podesta's emails, putting him out there, making Hillary look bad, they love that. Mm-hmm. And they did it intentionally. I think this is just what's occurring now, though, to your point, Allie Beth. What's occurring now is they said, wow, we have created civil war internally in America. And, you know, this really, again, this is like there's one issue that the Democrats are trying to raise. The Russians were trying to spy. The Democrats, you know, got hurt by it, or they think they did. But, you know, the other issue, unrelated to whether Russia ever did anything, is whether or not President Obama's national security people thought it was okay and went ahead and were recording conversations by Trump and his team. That stuff, that is the stuff of the breakdown of trust in your own country. The Russians couldn't have seen that coming.
Yeah, they're mocking us now. So even on the April Fools, I don't know if you saw the USA Today article.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, the USA Today article, it talks about how one of the Russian agencies has one of their voicemail messages that they left is press 1 to be able to leave a message, 2 to go to the operator, 3 for Russian interference in your elections. I mean, they're mocking us right now. So they are winning this battle right now, inevitably, because we keep on fighting among ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm going to mention a few of the players here. And just to put to bed one more time this issue related to the Russians and Trump. You know, there was people like Mike Morrell, former acting CIA director. He would have been the CIA director if Hillary had won. He has said there's no evidence of Trump associates cooperating with the Russians. John Brennan, Obama's CIA director, you know, he has also, you know, very, very questionable character in terms of his to whom he is loyal. But he's also said no evidence of this. There's also James Clapper, former director of the National Intelligence, said on Meet the Press on March 5th. So, you know, in the last month, said there's no evidence of a conspiracy between Trump and the Russians. So in a world governed by reality, the Democrats would drop this and we would all be focusing on this new and seemingly extremely serious allegation that we have a national security apparatus willing to spy on behalf of us. And, you know, Fred Fleiss is saying, well, maybe they didn't know why they were doing it. But you have the highest levels of those agencies, a willingness to spy, a willingness to spy on your neighbors, not, you know, spy on fellow Americans, not because of any crime, but because, and the other thing we didn't get into with Fred Fleiss, I'm sorry we couldn't keep on longer, he just wasn't feeling well tonight, but, you know, we didn't get off into, so how do we figure who made the leaks? You know, how are we ever going to find out who gave Michael Flynn's name away and the content of that? How are we ever going to find out who it was that contacted Chairman Nunes? I mean, they're just, these are the questions that everyone should be asking. Who contacted Nunes? He's not going to tell, and he's smart not to tell. But I mean, there's just a sense of a chaotic environment in Washington, and it springs mainly from this notion the Democrats are never going to agree that Trump gets to actually carry out his agenda, that he gets to be president.
And I think it's so unbelievable to them still, for whatever reason, that he ran on a platform that was actually attractive to the American people, and they didn't. I think it's something that they just can't get over. So they grabbed onto this Russia story and they said, okay, this is how we're going to find our vengeance. This is how we're going to justify this catastrophic administration. We're going to justify this is how he won. It's not really because Americans wanted him as the president, and we're going to take him down because of this. But what I have to say also about the whole Russian story, for both sides should be more wedded to the truth than they are to any person or political party. So we should want to ask the very questions that Debbie was just asking, because we should want to know the truth, no matter who comes out on the other side of it as guilty or innocent, whether you voted for President Obama or whether you voted for Donald Trump. I mean, I guess you could vote for both, but you know what I mean. you should want to know the truth. No matter which side of the aisle that you're on, because that's going to be what's better for our democracy. That's what's going to be better for the American people and for our future.
I couldn't agree more. We've got to get to the truth of the matter, because those that don't learn from the past repeat the same mistakes from the past. And we've got to figure out what it is Russia's continuing to do, or the extent that they're doing it, in order that we can protect against it in the future.
Okay, but I want to talk about how bad the Democrats are. You guys are too nice over there. No, I'm just kidding. But I seriously want to talk about the Democrats. I'll just tell you something interesting. Some of the players involved in this I haven't mentioned yet. But there was a story that came out on November 17th. So this is after the election, but before Trump is sworn in. November 17th, NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers, who recently testified in Congress, Mike Rogers had a meeting at the Trump administration. There's at the Trump Tower. Mm-hmm. And it was this suspicion, not proven, but suspicion, that when he went to speak with President-elect Trump in the Trump Tower, he may have been the one to let Trump know, you know, they're actually spying on you. Because that was, so the very next day, so that happened November 17th. The next day, November 18th, the Trump transition team announced they were moving all transition activity to the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. And there is where they interviewed and discussed the most sensitive positions to fill: defense, state, CIA. So this Mike Rogers guy is, you know, and he's actually the one that some people think may have been the one who also got a hold of Nunes and said, you have got to understand what the Democrats are doing. And actually, Mike Rogers was also, prior to that, he was one where, he did not have permission of his own superior to go talk to Trump. He did it on his own, which made people think, wonder why he's doing that. What would inspire him to do that? So, you know, that's really, and this Mike Rogers thing is actually, person is one people think a lot. We may ultimately get the truth of all this out of him, because he apparently would have been aware what kind of spying was going on and didn't like it and didn't think it was the right thing. So anyway, Trump moved out of there. And then, I guess the kind of points I hope people keep on thinking about are things like, you know, there's this suspicion of who did the unmasking, who would have, because it's a short list of people with the power and ability to do that. You know, who would have wanted it badly enough, hated Trump enough, wanted to push up, who would have done that and have the capacity to do it? So who did this unmasking is supposedly someone, and Fox News has been reporting, someone of very high level, but had to be someone high enough in the intelligence world and not in the FBI. So there's a lot of suspicion it was probably this James Clapper character. We don't know. This is speculation, not fact. But, you know, that's one really, really big and important question. The thing that Chairman, you know, I told you I read too much today, but I was reading about how they keep our security information safe. And one way is we have very limited protocols of who can see what and how. And within Congress, there's only 8 people ever permitted to see all of this top secret stuff. So it's a small world. They try to protect it. So we've got to get away at solving this problem and still honoring our security protocols that protect us from having everyone aware of our national security secrets. So actually, we're up against a break. I think when we come back, we're going to do our Right View Roundtable. I want to come back to this stuff after that. So don't go away. We'll be back right after this break.
This is 660 AM.